The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbogel with The Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day. Notice in Isaiah 59 verse 4, God is speaking here. He says, "No one called for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity." God is speaking about the end time of this age here. He says, "No one called for justice or divine law." God's law, God's word, are the right way of doing things, the way pleasing to God. No, we want to please self, and if it takes lying, cheating, walking on others, disobeying God's law, His moral and spiritual laws, that's what we do. God also says we trust in empty words, promises that aren't kept. That doesn't happen in America, does it? Then we scratch our head and wonder why we have so many evils. You wouldn't think that our leaders, and that includes those that claim to be spiritual leaders as well, could be so stupid that they can't put two and two together and realize there is cause and effect, that we are only reaping what we have sown. Well, my friends, we don't want to change. We like our selfish, greedy, disobedient way to God's laws. So we continue to add evils to evils, problems to problems, the same way we created them, and that is by ignoring God's word and His law, which is a standard to live by. And all the while, we keep telling the populace that we are solving the problems. Well, have we? Will we? No. And we won't solve our problems as long as we do it the way that seems right to mankind. We are confused and don't know what to do. We don't even know how to get out of our financial mess that we are in, much less our moral problems. Verse 4 also says, "No one pleads for truth." No one in the political arena that I know of is standing up saying, "Let's turn to God's word. Let's turn and see what God says would be the true way of getting out of the mess that we're in." We have been lied to and misled so much and so long that we seem to like it. Have we come to the point that we don't want to hear the truth from politicians or even ministers? We like to hear smooth things, as God said in His word. Notice Isaiah 30 verse 1. "Woe to the rebellious house." Now, God is speaking to the nations of Israel, and that certainly means the United States and the British people mainly. Now, it does mean other Israelitish nations as well, but certainly the United States and the British people are two of the main tribes of the nation of Israel. "Woe to the rebellious house, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plan but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." God calls us a rebellious people who doesn't ask counsel of God and His way. He also says we devise our own plans, weave our own webs that we get trapped in, adding sin to sin, becoming more confused, having bigger and bigger government, making more and more promises, because they know that many like to hear those promises, especially those that want to live an immoral life and let taxpayers put the bill. "We, the government, will fund abortion, but if you don't want to abort, we will pay you and pay for the welfare of your kids that you have out of wedlock." Now, that leaves you with the privilege of shacking up with whom you please, and neither one held accountable for child rearing and their well-being. You don't have to have any morals. Yes, my friends, this world and our nation and many individuals are weaving the spider web of confusion. We are caught in our own web and can't find our way out. We are trapped in Satan's web, but we like to think it's our web, but it's a web that Satan has enticed us to weave. Have you ever seen an insect caught in a spider's web? How they struggle to get free? So we try to free ourselves from the web that we have woven. But our way isn't God's way to be free. So, my friend, unless we begin to obey God, repent wholeheartedly, and turn to our God, rend our heart and not our garments, and take off our facade of pretense of being a Christian nation, which we aren't likely to do, then you can expect this web of confusion to grow bigger and bigger until we are strangled and die as a nation. Now, I know you don't like to hear this, but it's the truth. It's God's word. Verse 2 of Isaiah 30 continues here, "Who walked to go down to Egypt, and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. God says we are walking in the way of ancient Egypt. That nation was a type of sin. We don't ask for God's path. We try to strengthen ourselves in the way of iniquity, sin, lawlessness. Therefore, we add problems and confusion on top of problems and confusion. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. Our sins will be our ruin and our shame, and that means as a nation and as an individual. It also means as a world. Christ tells us in many places in His Word that our way will lead to the downfall and ruin of our nation. Notice Ezekiel 18, verse 32, what God has to say here. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Eternal God. Therefore, turn and live. God wants you as an individual and our nation to repent and live. God wants our nation to survive. Ezekiel 33, verse 11 says this, Say to them, as I live, says the Eternal God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? My friends, this is an end time prophecy for the house of Israel, and mainly the United States and the British people. God says, if we repent of our ways, which as I have brought out on this program, are the ways of Satan's selfish ambition, yes, if we would be willing to give up our way, repent and turn to God and His way, then we will continue to exist as a sovereign nation. But if we don't, we will die as a nation. That's God's Word. I'm only quoting what God has said in His Word. You may remember that Christ said, if the blind leads the blind, both fall in the ditch. And that means by physical and spiritual leaders. Now, it's because our nation has left the spiritual path that we are in this web of confusion, spiritually and financially, morally, physically, and mentally as well. Isaiah 30 and verse 8, Now go write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever. Meaning the latter days here that God is speaking of. This is for our day now, and we need to listen to what God is telling us. Verse 9, That this is a rebellious people, lying children who will not hear the law of the Lord. My friends, I know you don't like to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. God says this about you individually, about me individually. He says this about our nation. That this is a rebellious people, lying children who do not hear the law of the Lord. We don't want to hear His law because, as I have said so many times, we like our way and we don't want to change. Well, this sounds like our nation. God said we would be a rebellious people in the latter days. He means rebelling against His word, His laws. Now, haven't we kicked God out of just about every place we can? Sounds like God knew what He inspired to be penned 3,000 years ago, and indeed He did. He says a lying people. Well, are we? You can answer that. People that won't listen to God's law. Now, why is that? Why don't we listen to and live by the law of our God? The simple answer is we don't want to. We love our way, and that is why we have so many problems. We don't want to change our conduct, so we claim we don't have to obey God's law due to the fact that we are under grace. I don't know where we get that teaching. The Bible doesn't teach that. It doesn't come from God. There's only one more place that it could come from, Satan the devil. So we swallow Satan's counterfeit religion and continue to weave the spider web, making it bigger and stronger in confusion and problems. Verse 10, Who say to the seers, that is to the ministers, Do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. We like to hear things are all right, the way we are. We like to hear that we are a Christian nation. We don't want a minister telling us we are sinners, and we need to change our thinking and our conduct. Most of us wouldn't attend a church where the truth, God's word, is taught and lived by. We want to hear smooth things from ministers and politicians because we don't want to change. We like our lifestyle of doing what we want to do. We are deceived into thinking that is freedom, when it's only slavery to the god of this earth, Satan the devil. Freedom comes by obeying God's laws and his word. Notice what Christ had to say in John 8, beginning in verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Notice that, my friends, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed." That's telling us something, that you have to abide in the word of God. Did you catch what Christ said? Notice it again. He said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples." Now that's telling us, if we don't abide in his word, then you aren't his disciple. Well, then you would be the disciple of whom you obey. Now we might want to ask ourselves, who is it that I obey? Verse 32. Now he said, "If you abide in my word," and verse 32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Christ is saying, if you obey me, then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Yes, freedom in law, in truth, in obedience to the true God. Freedom doesn't come by doing what's right in your own sight. That is the way of weaving the web of trouble and confusion and leads to death. Notice what God had to say here in Isaiah 30, verse 11. "Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." Yes, kick God out. Kick him out of the home, kick him out of the schools, kick him out of government, kick him out of religion, kick God out of our business, kick God out of our life. Now, isn't that what we as a nation have done? My friends, we see the result, which is the web of confusion and problems. And it's going to get worse, much worse, if we don't repent. We cannot solve our problems by doing the same things that created them, but that's what we are trying to do. Isaiah 59, verse 6, notice what it says. "Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands." God is saying that what we do isn't going to cover us, isn't going to protect us. And you can take that to the bank, because that's what God says. God is telling us that our way will not solve our problems. But as a world and as a nation, and these United States of America won't be smart enough to believe God until it's too late. You and I as individuals can and should take God at his word and realize our garments, our ways will not save us. You can turn to God, rend your heart and not your garment. That is the pretense of a righteous person, and admit that you are a sinner and realize you have had a part to play in weaving this big web of confusion and problems. Call on the grace of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, to cover your sins by coming to baptism, repentance and baptism, and receiving the Holy Spirit, which will enable you to begin walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, the example he set by obeying God. That's the only way that you will be delivered. I hope you will have the ears to hear. May God grant that to you. We have a couple of articles that you should read. They are free for the asking. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request the articles, "What Must America Do to Regain God's Blessings and Protection?" and the article, "Why Does Mankind Suffer?" Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com or go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, inviting you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you understand and live by his word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.